You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of Sunday, April 23rd, Sunday service. Please enjoy the message from Pastor Ripley and music from Ellen and the worship team.
Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see all your faces. And how wonderful for dance to break out in the middle of the aisles. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. Last Sunday, Raph opened up with Psalm 96 of Sing Unto the Lord a New Song. And I'll just continue that psalm. If you want to open up your Bibles and turn to Psalm 96, verse 7, we'll just read that together. Psalm 96, verse 7. Ascribe to the Lord. And ascribe means give. Ascribe to the Lord, or give to the Lord, O families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established and it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth. You know, we were created to worship God. We were created to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to him. We were praying that this morning. And that is what we were created to do. He gave his everything for us. And as we receive that gift, we give our everything back to him. And it's such a beautiful, wonderful thing to come together as his people and to worship him in spirit and in truth and to offer our lives as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to him. It's just a giving of our lives to him. So I just want to encourage you today that as we worship the Lord, that it is a gift that we're giving to him as our whole being. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you so much for creating us and calling us by name and calling us out of darkness into your light. Lord, that is such a beautiful gift that you gave us, Jesus, when you laid down your life for us. But not only did you die, you rose from the dead and you destroyed the works of darkness, Lord. And out of that, Lord, we want to say Hosanna, glory to God. Lord, we want to worship you with all of our being today. Lord, cleanse our hearts, renew our minds. Lord, may we be a holy people worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We just ask that your presence would dwell here among us, Lord, that you would inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, that as we give to you of ourselves, Lord, of what we have, that it would be given to us, pressed down and shaken together and running over, Lord, that this joy would spill over just like it did this morning as we were dancing through the aisles, Lord God. That is such a pleasing sacrifice to you. And we just want to thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, good morning. Let's stand and let's offer our praise to the Lord. We want to lift his name up on high this morning and glorify him, right? Amen.
We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know he is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land.
praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We lift you up on high this morning. With a new tune, and it's words you should all know, the Lord's Prayer.
Right here in my heart.
Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us, forgive us, as we forgive the ones who've sinned against us. Forgive them. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. And Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive the ones who've sinned against us. Forgive them and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh, let your kingdom come. It's yours, it's yours. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Amen. Give him praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Your will be done, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise your name.
Though I'm weak and poor, all
is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. And I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all on earth I will await.
Give God thanks this morning. Thank you, musicians. So good to see Mel Knutson here today. We welcome you, brother. And we're hoping that, Lord willing, maybe in the next few weeks you could give your testimony. I don't know if you'd be open to that. But I want you to pray about it, because I think it's important that we give God praise for the things that he has so graciously done for us. And Brother Mel was at death's door. I have to say that. He was at death's door. But God brought him back. And I believe it was the prayers of God's people. It was the prayers of God's people. And so I'd like to be able to have him give his testimony. I'm going to talk to him after the service and see if we can arrange something. Praise the Lord. Well, my daughter and, well, she's coming home. She's on her way. And, you know, it's interesting because in July of 2021, right, she left. It was just her and a dog. Her and Nala. And I remember Nala looking at us strangely as they were driving away. It's the strangest look on his face. Like, what's going on here? What's happening? And she's coming back married and a little baby. So we're so thankful for that. And not one dog, but two. So it's amazing what God does, and we thank the Lord for it. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Yes. Oh, and the children can make their way to children's church. All the children can make their way to children's church. Thank you, sister. I don't know why I keep forgetting that, but this morning I want to talk about being a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. Now, I want everyone to be honest this morning. How many here have ever watched television? Can I see your hand? Okay. Well, there's a commercial on television. And a little boy, it's a banking commercial. A little boy comes to his father and he asks, "Dad, what's your plan to prepare for me to go to college? Your financial plan for me to go to college?" And the father, I think he was quite shocked that his son would ask him that at such a young age. He changes the subject. That's the first scene. The second scene goes like this. There's some sort of party going on, and a woman asks another woman, "I heard you got a good rate on your mortgage. And the woman immediately begins to talk about how ill she is, changing the subject once again. Then the third scene is a husband and wife. And the wife says to the husband, you know what? We need to think about buying a house. And he changes the subject and says, I now believe that the earth is flat. And the whole moral of the commercial is, no one wants to talk about money. And sometimes that happens in the church. No one wants to talk about money, so I have to do it. Let's change the subject. Well, you can't change the subject if you're going to read the whole Bible and study the whole Bible. You can't change the subject. Jesus talked more about money than he did many other subjects. Talked a lot about it. The woman with the mite. The widow with the mite. And there's so much more I could really talk about this morning. So I think we ought to pray. Father, we just thank you today. Lord, as we look at this subject of being a cheerful giver, Father, I pray that you will speak to us and minister to us, and you would open up our hearts to the truth of your word. Lord, I pray that we would receive your word into our hearts. And I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. There were a lot of needs in the early church. And so the plan of the apostles and disciples was to be able to spread the blessing to others who may be living in poverty or didn't even have food to eat. The apostles were chosen, the disciples were chosen to take offerings and let them spread to others who were in need. And in chapter 9, verse 1, it says, now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superabundant for me to write to you. For I know your willingness. You know, this is a key word as we begin to study these scriptures this morning that's tied to giving, and that is the condition of one's heart that the person is willing to give. Willingness is a key ingredient to giving. The willingness to give. About which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Praise can be contagious. Like we saw this morning, dancing can be contagious. Rejoicing before the Lord and being filled with the Holy Spirit can be contagious. But there's another aspect of our Christian life that can be contagious, and that's giving. I said, it's giving. Okay, thank you. This is not an easy message to preach, and I'm just beginning. He said, I see your willingness. I boast of it to other churches. And your zeal to give has stirred up others to give. Verse 3, yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that as I said, you may be ready. Verse 4, lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. And then verse 5, therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your stingy gift. Do you know anybody that's stingy? Just point to them. Go ahead, point to them. Thank you. Now I know. How many understand that stinginess is not in the heart of God and should not be in the heart of the believer? We don't hold back that which God lays on our heart to give. We don't hold back and say, well, you know, do I have enough for myself first? Before we give, and I'm not talking about giving one's time this morning. This is not what this message is about, giving one's time to the work of God. This is talking about monetarily giving. I want that to get into your spirit this morning. That they were not talking in these scriptures about going and just praying for somebody. How many know you can pray for somebody, but if they have a light bill, it needs to be paid. Hello? See the lights that are above you? Someone had to pay for that bill. Didn't just miraculously happen. You can pray all day and all night. But somebody has to give in order for the light bill to be paid. That's part of the economy of God. I'm trying to hold back this morning. That's about the economy of God and how God works. Ooh, glory to God. And prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity. Generosity. I want that to get into your spirit this morning. And not as a grudging obligation. God doesn't force us to give. Are you hearing me this morning? And I'm not here today to force you to give. It is a work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It is a work of God Almighty that opens up the heart of the believer to give unto God. Because they want to give. Because they desire to give. Because they know that giving is the right thing to do. And we're not talking about just giving to the church. We're talking about giving to missions. We're talking about giving to someone in need. We're talking about reaching out monetarily to somebody and saying, you know what? I know you have a bill coming up and you don't have anything to pay it. I'm going to pay it on your behalf. Now, I know a lot of people may have reservations about the prosperity gospel. But there's some truth to it. And it's found here in verses 6 and 7. Not everything that they say is wrong. There is a blessing that comes to the one who gives unto God. Oh, hallelujah. There is. But I say this. This is not my idea. This is not the bank's idea. This is God's word this morning. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And I know someone is thinking this morning, you know what, I've been sowing sparingly and it seems to be working out just fine. Oh, No, I'm serious. I've had people say that to me. Not here in this church, but in other congregations. Never in this church have I heard anything like that. I am sowing sparingly, and it's working out fine for me. But let me tell you, it will eventually catch up to you. It may not be this year, it may not be next year, it may not be the year after that, but eventually God's going to call you to account. Some people are building their own house and forgetting the house of God. Let that sink in. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Good. I'm going to give $10 and I expect $100 back. That's not how it works. I know there were people that believed that. You give 10, you get 100 back. It's a tenfold blessing. You give 100, you get 1,000 back. Man, that's better than the stock market. You give 1,000, you get 10,000 back. You give 10,000, you get 100,000 back. You give 100,000, you get 1,000,000. You give 1,000,000, blah, 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 da, 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 da. You're a billionaire. How many know it doesn't work that way? Yes, God blesses us monetarily, but there's so many other blessings that come to the one who gives bountifully. Can you shout amen this morning? It's the truth. I find things last longer, even if you bought it at Canadian Tire. It seems that when God's in it, and when you bless God, and when you give to God, God can never be outgived. Are you hearing me this morning? You can't outgive God. He's going to bless you in so many ways when you give. How many know that's the Bible way? Verse 7, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart. Not grudgingly. Do I have to give? Nor out of necessity forced to give. I remember, listen, this is the truth. There was a church in Toronto. This is how they did their offerings. The $10 row, the $50 row, the $100 row, the $500. I'm serious. That's how they took their collections every Sunday. So the $10 people lined up, the $100. Do you think that's God? That is not God at all. That is the work of the enemy to divide people and force them to give. No, it's got to come from your heart. Pastor also had a strange haircut, but I won't talk about that. God doesn't want us to give grudgingly or of necessity being forced to give, for God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. You don't give because you have to give. You're manipulated to give. You give because you desire to give. There's a desire in your heart to give unto God. Cheerful comes from the Greek word hilarios. The transliteration is hilarious. This word describes a spirit of enjoyment in giving that sweeps away all restraints. How many know that? And I've used this illustration before. I don't know if I have a, I think I might have a $20 bill in my pocket. Oh, I do have a 20. If I put my fist like that and say I'm holding on to everything, I'm not giving anything to God, I'm not going to get anything from the Lord. But if I reach out my hand and say, Lord, I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to bless your holy name, when that 20 comes down, I'm going to be able to grab it. Does anyone want to come and try it? We can try it after the service. I'm serious. The Bible says we should enjoy giving. We should be hilarious about it, holding nothing back and saying, God, here it is. I'm giving it to you. I don't like preaching this message because my wife is listening. And she has hilarious giving. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. If you want to give this morning, God will make a way for you to give. Hallelujah. Who are the people that God's going to bless? Those who have the desire to give. Hallelujah. Those who want to give. Those who are hilarious about it. They don't have any restraints. God is going to pour into those people. You say, well, what about my retirement fund? If I give so much away, what about my needs? What about me? 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 How many know if you put God first, He will take care of you? Hallelujah. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Come on, somebody. He's going to bless you this morning beyond your wildest imaginations. Praise the Lord. So if you want to give, God's going to make a way for you to give. As it is written, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. Sowing seed will produce fruit now and for eternity. Verse 10. Now may He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Generosity provides opportunities to give. When you have a generous spirit, God is going to make a way. He is going to open up doors for you to give. Hallelujah. And I'm saying this morning, I'm not just talking about giving to the church or putting something in the offering. I'm not just talking about that. I am talking about all the needs that are around us, even on a daily basis. God says, open up your heart, and God is going to pour into you a blessing as you are willing to give. Okay, that's it. You can go home now. No, I'm only halfway through. Verse 11. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Oh. Did you know that you never get poorer by giving? I don't hear any amens this morning. You never get poorer by giving. You never get poorer by giving. I'm looking for a way out. I want to shout it from the church tops. You never get poorer by giving. Are you hearing me this morning? Because you cannot outgive God. But that's a lie from Satan, isn't it? I mean, if you really give, you're going to get poor. Right? That's what the devil says. Man, if you really start giving the way God wants you to give, you're going to be poor. I can't find that in the Bible at all. Because God has a way of supernaturally taking care of the believer as he gives or as she gives, God takes care of you. You're never going to get poorer by giving. And sometimes God asks us to give even when we have a need. When we're in need, God says give. While through the proof of this ministry, verse 13, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, for your liberal, this is the only time liberal you can say it. Amen. And for your liberal sharing with them and all men. You know, if you've truly been born again, that's what the scripture is talking about. If you've truly been born again, then within you is that desire to give. The only way you can hinder that giving spirit is to regress it, to push it down. Because when you were born again, the Holy Spirit gave you a new nature. And part of that new nature is to give. Hallelujah. It is the very attribute of God Himself. Someone's saying in their mind, I'm going to hold on to it tighter now than ever. You're only hindering what God wants to do in and through your life. I'm almost through. What time is it? 11:27. And I got two verses left. and by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. And then verse 15, that a lot of commentators are grappling with the meaning of it. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Do you know who the greatest giver is in the universe? It's God himself. Hallelujah. If God wasn't a giver, you wouldn't be here this morning. If God didn't open up his heart to give to you, you wouldn't have everything that you possess this morning, or even have the strength to wake up today. It is God who is the giver of life. Hallelujah. You say, if I give it all away, what's left for me? God. God. Do you think he's big enough and mighty enough and wise enough to take care of little old me on this earth? I say, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Now, I grew up in a home, as I close, my parents were great givers. My mom, till the day she died in 2020, was a great giver. I grew up in a home where my parents taught me to be a giver, to tithe and to give to God's work. And you know what? As I grew up, I saw the blessing of God upon their lives. Even to my mother's last breath, God was with her. You know what she told me several weeks before she passed away? She said, son, whatever happens, please, I don't want to go into a home. Did you know God answered that prayer for her? You see Jessica over here? How many can see Jessica over there? Did you know that the doctors told Gina's parents that all she would be is a vegetable? Did you know that? That's all they said to my in-laws. She's just going to be like a vegetable. Well, I want to tell you this morning, and I want to shout it from the highest treetops, she's much more than a vegetable. Hallelujah. She can sing and praise God. She can communicate. Glory to God. Tell jokes and glorify God. Hallelujah. And she's a pretty good driver. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. If we are faithful to God to give as the Lord lays it on our hearts, we are going to see the blessings of the Lord. Some people want revival. Let's have a revival of giving. Let's not hold back all that God wants us to give, that he puts in our heart. And you're going to see a mighty revival beginning in each and every heart in the name of Jesus. Will you bow your heads this morning? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the worship team to come. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today. I thank you today for the blessing of giving. I thank you today, Lord, that you are even now moving upon our hearts and our lives. Father, I pray that you would make us so sensitive to the needs all around us. Even a cup of cold water in your name can be a blessing. Even the little that we have and we're willing to give with the little, Lord, you will bless it. Father, I thank you that your word says it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. I pray this morning that not one person in this house would go without when we as a body have the ability to minister to that need. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, just like the Old Testament, when they made that box, Lord, and they put a hole in the top, the priest said, we've got to stop the people from giving because they're just so liberated in giving. We just can't stop them from giving. We've got enough. Lord, I pray this morning that you would do that work in each and every one of us, Lord. That your Holy Spirit would minister to us in so many ways. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray against that spirit of poverty. That spirit of selfishness. And Lord, let there be such a liberality that would come to each and every heart this morning. Lord, it will release us. It will free us as we give unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. We invite you to join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship for our Sunday service. We'd love to see you.